What's the thing you put their food in? Long thing.
Pig trough.
What might you carry the food out to the pigs in?
I just had buckets, all I'd say.
All right. What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
A setting hen.
And what might you keep chickens in?
Chicken house.
Or would you ever say a coop?
Coop, yeah, chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. What's that bone?
That's a weigh scale on the side of the highway now.
It's what?
Weigh scale for trucks on the side of the highway.
It's what?
Where the way your trucks at, they call it a chicken coop.
They do, I didn't know that. Oh, is that something new?
No, it's all my part.
Gee. What is that little bone on a chicken that children like to pull apart?
Wishbone.
Mm-hmm. What's the superstition there? What happens when you do it?
Oh, you make a wish, and it's supposed to come true if you get the... I don't know, small side or something.
Okay. What do you call that, the inside part of a pig, the intestines?
Chitlin.
Do you ever eat any?
No.
Okay. You wouldn't eat any?
Well, no, I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I never have.
Do you know anything about calling animals in from the pasture?
Well, everybody's got a call for a cow.
How do you call a cow?
Yeah, you can say sook, 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 or whoo, or several ways to call it.
How do you make
it? It's called what the old farmer got for his own cow.
Mm-hmm. How do you make a horse turn left or right?
With a bridle. If you're riding.
Well, if you're plowing.
Well, they've got words for it, but I'm not that much of a farmer.
If you're riding and you want to get him started, what do you say to him?
Get up.
And to stop him?
Ooh.
And let's see, you said a bridle. What are the things you hold in your hands from the
reins?
And you put your feet in the...
Stirrups.
And if you were plowing, what would you call the things you hold?
Lines.
All right. Do you know how to call pigs?
No.
Or chickens?
No.
And if you were putting the gear on the horse, what would you say you were going to do?
Harness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this is going pretty well, even though we're rushing. What are the trenches cut by a plow called?
The trenches cut by a plow,
mm-hmm.
Rolled.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a good yield, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
And if you were getting rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say you...
Clearing.
Mm-hmm. And what would you tie wheat up into?
Bushels? I don't know.
All right. If you cut the clover once and enough grew up to cut it again, what would you call that?
Second cut.
And what would you call a crop that hadn't been planted but came up anyway?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you do with oats? Do you know to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Harvest.
Would you ever say thresh or thrash?
Yeah, thresh.
All right. Then what are some things you might make, some types of bread you might make out of flour?
Well, I don't know the different types of bread.
Well, stuff you might eat for breakfast.
Well, wheat bread.
What about the little individual ones?
Biscuits.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What would you make out of cornmeal?
Cornbread, corn muffins.
Ever hear of a
corn sticks?
Ever hear of corn dodger?
No.
Okay.
Never heard that one.
Okay. How about the things that you make a batter and then you cook them in a skillet and put syrup over them?
Hot cakes.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff that you make bread rise with?
Self-rising meal, flour.
Well, this is
the... soda.
Well, a loaf of bread, you'd make it rise with?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not that much
yeast
of a
yeast.
Yeah, yeast, but they've got something else. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Baking soda.
And then the inside part of an egg is called?
Yolk.
And it's what color?
White.
For the inside part?
Yellow.
All right. And then if you cooked eggs just in hot water, that would be?
Boiled egg.
And suppose you cracked them and let them fall out of the shell into hot water?
That's a poached egg.
And what kind of mostly fat meat would you cook with greens?
Pork.
Is there a